For you're worthy of the praise. Hallelujah. You're worthy of the praise. Hallelujah. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Praise are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. Worthy, God, and we give you praise, Lord. Hallelujah. Prepare your hearts and minds now for the word of God again through Minister Tanya McAllister Miller. God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Can we give God some praise on this morning? We already told you that it is a gift in the Lord. So we give God a praise on this morning. To God be the glory for the things he has already done right here in the sanctuary. I greet you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. I bring you greetings from Scripture DC as well as Praise Temple Church in Linden, New Jersey, where I serve on the ministerial staff under Bishop Tony McNeil, and I give him honor on this morning for releasing me to come and fellowship with my sister on today with Pastor Tamara and Brother Jermaine and the Abundant Hope Ministries family. I greet those that have come with me that are in the sanctuary on this morning, the Praise Temple Church. God bless you. Thank you for coming. My neighbor is Deborah Bailey, who sits on the pulpit with me on today. I give God glory, honor, and praise. And I am just asking him to have his way on this morning. My sissy, that's what we call each other. My sissy that hooked me up with some new technology. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I am excited on this morning for a wireless mic on today. And on this morning, she led off with the text for the today in scripture coming out of Habakkuk. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Chapter 3, verses 17 through 19. And I'm going to read it for you again to those of you who just may have joined online. And the word of the Lord reads thus: although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vine, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, yes. And he will make me to walk upon my high places. Glory to God. And the word of the Lord is blessed. And on today, I am making a declaration, and I am telling you to make the declaration as well as, yet I choose to rejoice. Yes. In the Amplified version, that's the word that it used, choose. So yet I choose to rejoice in this season of our lives. Many are feeling burdened down with the cares of life. During this year alone, many have lost family, friends due to death. So many are frustrated with this pandemic, with wearing a mask and social distance and church buildings being closed, loss of jobs and virtual learning through the education system. We have and are witnessing racial tension and government making a mockery out of our system. And we watch how people have slipped away from God. Dissension has grown in the body of Christ, glory to God. And if I could use this word, the cliques have begun to show their faces. We see who really hunger and thirst after God and who really were perpetrating a fraud. In chapter 1 of Habakkuk, glory to God, we read of how the prophet did see a burden, and it was a heavy weight on him. It was due to that he had to announce the judgment on Judah that was coming. Nobody wants to bring anybody any bad news. It was also heavy on him because he begins to question God. How long? He asks the question. Many of us are asking God the same question today. How long is this going to go on? How long are we going to be affected? How long do we have to social distance? How long can we not gather with our families during a holiday? How long am I going to be in this sick bed? How long am I going to be afflicted? But God, hallelujah, answered him with, I'm paraphrasing this, God answered him saying, relax.
Come on now.
Relax and wonder at my marvel, for I will make, hallelujah, and work a good work in your days, which ye will not believe. That's in chapter 1, verse 5. Wonder at my marvel. Hallelujah. We may not understand everything that God is doing. We want to know all the details. We want to handle things our way or feel God should do it. And how we ask him in prayer, how we complain, how we mumble and grumble about it, how we think he should handle and take care of the matter. But his thoughts are not our thoughts, and our ways are not his ways. And it's okay to question God. Many of us do it day in and day out. It's okay, but make sure when you're going to him with the question that you're being respectful, that you're still showing him reverence, and you're not just taking him at any old body, but you're still showing that you have honor for him and that you expect and will wait on his answer. In chapter 2, glory to God, God continues to answer the prophet and gives him a reasonable explanation for his judgment. The proud needed to be rebuked. And it had me thinking, Lord have mercy, did this come? Did you allow this to happen? Because some of us got too proud. Some of us got too big. Some of us got too into ourselves and selfish. So you had to come to bring judgment. There are times when God, glory to your name, Jesus, will allow things to come into our life, will allow us to go through some trials and some storms to bring us back in remembrance of who he is and what he can do and what he has already done for us before. He is not lack. His promises are not short. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he will perform his word because it shall not return unto him void. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. To see where we stand, sometimes God has to bring in something. To see how we will weather the storm, God will have to allow something. To see if we are faithful to him
and we will not turn our backs to him, and we will not take our hand off the plow to see those who proclaim, for God I live and for God I die. Where are you today? Because the building is closed. Glory to your name, Jesus. Have you become too proud to serve? Because the building is closed. Are you serving differently? Because you are not in front of the people. Where are you today? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you falling short on your assignment, or you're still pushing through and plowing through? Where are you on today? Are you getting paid, hallelujah, for your services, or because the church is not open and the collection plate is not full? Have you turned down your assignment because your pockets are not being lined? We have become like the Israelites, forgetting where God has brought us from, forgetting what he has done for us, forgetting when he provided the manna, forgetting, glory to God, when he brought us through that Red Sea, forgetting, glory to God, how he took us out of bondage. Where are we on today? So when we think about this year, it may be just because, hallelujah, God had to put us back into a place. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love the part in chapter 2 where it says, write the vision and make it plain. But whose vision are you writing? Whose vision did you write on the tablet? Whose vision are you running with? Is it God's vision, or is it your vision alone? The proud had to be rebuked. Now we enter into chapter 3. Glory to God. And it says, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vine, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Things may seem dim. Things may seem like they're not going right. Things may seem like they're dead and buried and not growing. But we are still going to rejoice in our Lord, the God of our salvation. Glory to God. Even though they say that, you know, Baca was a minor prophet, he still had a loud voice. He still had a job to do. He may not have been considered major, but his purpose was present in the land. Glory to God. His purpose meant something. Hallelujah. For the people of God. Glory to God. Because as we get into this chapter, he is crying out for the revival of the people. He is crying out, hallelujah, on behalf of others, just like we need to do on today. It is a prayer, hallelujah, that went forth, and we are going forth, those of us, the remnant that is willing to stand, the remnant that is willing to rise up. We are crying out. We are coming, and we are seeking the Lord. No matter if the door is open or the door is closed, we have built an altar in our home. Hallelujah, in the bathroom. Glory to God, in the bathroom, in the kitchen. But we are crying out for the revival of our people on today. During this fourth quarter, you have grown weary. You have grown tired. We have been dismayed. Our hearts are heavy. They're broken and they're hurt. But God is still here with you. Why? Because he is a God of your salvation. Glory to God. Even though you may be feeling heavy, even though you may be feeling burdened down, we are crying out for you. The prophet's prayer on today. Glory to your name. No rushing out of 2020, because there's still some things we have to do on the inside of us. There's still some things we have to fine tune. There's still some things that he has to pick up and uproot out of us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whether we like it or not, oh, bless your name, Jesus. The name of Habakkuk means embrace. So we choose to embrace this time. Hallelujah. Even with a broken heart, even with a sad face, even with everything going rejoice. I choose to rejoice for our evangelist Daniel. Hallelujah. Who had to quarantine 2-3 times. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the test still came up negative. I choose to rejoice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How people are being selfish and going in the midst of others, sick and unprotected, not caring who they're affecting. But I rejoice in you because you have not been touched. The blood has touched you. The blood has kept you. Glory to God. Yet I choose to rejoice for the one, hallelujah, that don't know God on today, but that by this broadcast, glory to God, will get to know him and surrender their life unto him on today. We have to wait on the Lord. It is not in our timing. Psalms 27 and 14 says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. As you are waiting, he is purifying you. He is resuscitating you. Yes. He is strengthening you down on the inside. He will strengthen your heart. Wait on him. Stop speaking death in your life, but speak life. Speak hope. Hallelujah. Cast out fear. You want to eat the fruit thereof, so you want to eat the good fruit. Glory to God. Yes, some of you have lost loved ones. Yes, some of you have been laid off and lost your job. Yes, some church folk did you dirty. Glory to God. Yes, there may be family members that's not speaking to you. But in a time of trouble, hallelujah, yet you shall and you choose to rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. By any means necessary, even if you have to phone a friend, yet you shall choose to rejoice in the Lord. Glory to God. Even in the study, glory to God. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Help me, Holy Ghost, to pronounce this word correctly. But it says the shedanet or shedanot is to praise with strong emotion. This is the prayer, hallelujah, of the prophet. The praise that resists the trial. It's time for you to resist the trial on this morning. It's time for you to push it back. Hallelujah, glory to God. And say, get behind me, Satan. It is time for you to bleed and apply the blood over your home, over your job, over your children, over your finances. Glory to your name, because the blood still works. Bless the name of the Lord. And then we get to verse 19, where it says, the Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places. A deer can jump high. We have deers in my neighborhood, and they can jump over the fence. Glory to God. They come in the backyard and then have their babies back there. But they can jump over anything. They can jump over any obstacle. And God has given you the same ability to jump over any obstacle that he places, the enemy places in your path. You can be like the runner and hop those hurdles with confidence, knowing that God got you. Hallelujah. Will the real remnant of God stand up on today? Will the real remnant of God stand up on today? Though he slay us, hallelujah, yet will we still trust him? It matters. It matters what has taken place in 2020. It matters, glory to God, to you. Hallelujah. And God is concerned about what concerns you. COVID-19, yes, he's concerned about it. Recounting of the electoral votes, yes, God is concerned about it. Laying to rest our loved ones, yes, God is concerned about it. And yet he is still in control. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So on today, I know that I have a sure footing in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I know that I can wait on the Lord and he shall renew my strength. I know, glory to God, hallelujah, that he is going to mount me up like an eagle. Hallelujah. So that I can soar and not be weary and not faint. And walk and run, glory to God. He's doing it for you as well. Hallelujah. You just have to trust and believe that God is there with you, for he never leaves us is bringing us out. He is taking us into a new year. He is strengthening us. Hallelujah. He is reestablishing us.
Yes.
He is purifying us. He is rebuilding us. He is remaking us. He is molding us. He is shaping us. Yes. And we say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are the living King because there is nobody like him. He is Lord of Lords. He is King of Kings. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we bless him on this morning. Hallelujah. For our praise, hallelujah, shall rise from the inside.
Hallelujah.
And our life shall glorify him, O God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name. So on today, hallelujah, if you don't have enough strength, we have the strength for you.
Glory
to God. To praise God for you. We have the strength for you on today. Today, hallelujah. Hallelujah. For you on today. We, hallelujah, will stand in the gap for you. Glory to God. And we will choose to rejoice for you. For he is our strength. Strength like no other. Glory to your name, God.
I'm asking, and I still don't see nothing moving. I don't know. God is there with you. Keep asking. Keep seeking him.
Yes, yes.
Keep talking to him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. No matter how you say it, just keep going to him. He will answer. He will come through. So I'm just going to pray right now. Hallelujah. If that's okay with Pastor. Glory to God. Father, we thank you on this morning because in spite of everything, yet we choose to rejoice in you,
yes,
the God of our salvation. We choose to follow you. We choose to seek you, no matter the circumstance, no matter the trial. We choose, hallelujah, to rejoice in you. God, we ask you now, hallelujah, to touch someone, oh God, that is hurting, oh God. Comfort them, oh God, on today. Wrap your loving arms around them now, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we ask you right now, oh God, for the one, oh God, that don't know where to turn to, oh God. Let them know that they can turn unto you on today, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, touch them from the crown of their head to the very sole of their feet, oh God. We plead and apply the blood over their mind now, oh God, that they, oh God, hallelujah, will not have thoughts of suicide on today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, that they will not have thoughts of running away on today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. But you, oh God, hallelujah, will have your way in their life now, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, pick them up on today, oh God. Pick them up, God, out of the muck and miry, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, lift them up, oh God. Restore their faith in you, oh God. Restore their trust in you, oh God. Restore
oh God, that you will be with us, oh God, that you will strengthen us, oh God, that you will show us the way on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So we bless you, oh God, on today, glory.
Yes, Lord.
We bless you on today, God, glory. Hallelujah. We bless you on today, oh God, hallelujah. Continue, oh God, to lead and guide your people, oh God.
Yes, Lord God.
Continue, oh God, to instruct and direct, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that they extend it out, hallelujah, unto their fellow brother and sister on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Father, and we bless you on today, oh God, and we give your name all the glory, all the honor and all the praise that is due unto you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name, God.
Thank you, God. So I have a minute. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Lord. We bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah, God. You are worthy, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. We bless your name. Thank you for your word on this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.